We were unable to talk to Blagojevich for this profile after repeated requests for an interview, but the congressman's lack of availability certainly hasn't seemed to affect his role as the apparent frontrunner in the Democratic primary. Recent media polls put him ahead of former Attorney General Roland Burris and former Chicago Schools Chief Paul Vallis. Blagojevich is a Chicago native and the son-in-law of Alderman Dick Mell, who's also helping the congressman amass funds for the gubernatorial run. Funds that translate into the valuable commodity of paid TV airtime.
We don't have to let a recession hold us back.
Blagojevich means opportunity for all of Illinois.
Some of the Democrats' bankroll indirectly came from his fundraising as a U.S. House candidate. Campaign finance records show Blagojevich gave more than $600,000 from his federal campaign fund to the Democratic National Campaign Committee and received back from the committee about $900,000 in so-called soft money. It's a move that observers call legal, though his competitors, especially Paul Vallis, have called it unethical. Blagojevich's attention on the campaign and debate trail has focused on a plan to provide additional prescription drug assistance to senior citizens, partially through negotiating tougher group discounts.
Right now, the state of Illinois receives a measly $1.67% discount with pharmaceutical companies compared to, for example, Rhode Island, a state which is so tiny compared to Illinois, with so few seniors compared to ours, they were able to negotiate a 45% discount.
Blagojevich claims the savings over what the state's circuit breaker program now pays for drugs could approach $158 million. But unlike his competitors' plans, the biggest funding source in Blagojevich's prescription plan would be a 43-cent increase in the state cigarette tax.
I think people will know that you're not telling the truth if you don't talk about where you're going to find the money. And so we've looked at a lot of ways to try to find those dollars, and I think that of all the choices, this one is the most promising because what it will do is give us the added benefit of preventing 55,500 teenagers from ever taking up the smoking habit, and that's a good thing for their health. It will lengthen their lives, and it will also save the state in the long-term health care costs.
In Congress, Blagojevich has championed gun control legislation. He sponsored bills to require childproof locks on handguns, outlaw easily concealable guns known as pocket rockets, and close the so-called gun show loophole by requiring gun dealers at shows to run background checks. None of those bills passed. His website says he would keep working on a state version of the gun show bill. Blagojevich supports the current state moratorium on executions, but he says he'd enact any reforms that a statewide task force recommends. His education platform includes the call to eventually increase the state's share of overall funding for schools to 50%.
Governor Ryan has made some incremental changes to get us up to 38 cents on the dollar. We can do a lot better than that. We need more money from the state, and we need to ease the burden on property taxes. And the school formula has to be reviewed and evaluated.
To bolster an early childhood education program, Blagojevich says he would spend $100 million in tobacco settlement money. Rod Blagojevich has parlayed his political standing into endorsements from many labor groups, including one teachers union, as well as a majority of county Democratic committee chairs. But the Chicago Tribune criticized that same political background in throwing its endorsement to Vallis. Blagojevich is launching a statewide bus tour to try to put to rest the perception of a Chicago-centric candidate. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.